两次，我们已经想了上帝要拯救话外人、希利尼人、聪明人、愚拙人。
In the first 2 days, we meditated how the gospel of God wants to save the barbarians, the Greek, and the wise, and the foolish.
两个礼拜以前，我们已经讲完了希利尼人的三种人生哲学。
And 3 weeks ago, we explored the 3 kinds of philosophy of the Greek.
上个礼拜我不在。
And last week I was not here.
当然你也不在这里。
Of course you were not here too.
那我不在的时候，我跑到哪里去呢
？When I was not here, where was I?
我跑到 Sydney。
I went to Sydney,
跑到 Melbourne, 再跑回 Jakarta,
and then to Jakarta,
再到新加坡
and then Singapore,
再到这个 Manila,
and then Manila,
到大概再去讲道
and then I preach,
又再回到印尼去
and then came back to Indonesia again.
我不在的时候，你不要我去玩耍
When I was absent, do not think that I was touring.
你说，哎，唐牧师怎么拜一不来这里了
？How come the Pastor Dong did not come here on Monday?
那么那就是那一个拜一你要为我祷告的时候
Because that was a Monday, you must pray for me.
因为你在这里没有罗马书讲座，我在别的地方还有很多的工作
Because you don't have the exposition of Roman here, I have work in other places.
我们在马尼拉单单两天就讲五场的聚会。
In Manila, on 2 days, we have 5 sessions to preach.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
下一次请你不要迟到啊！啊，迟到的人不要把一本书的一个书包放在哪边，好像你是皇帝先占位置一样。
So do not occupy a place when you're late.
OK， 那么大家守时间，免得走来走去。好，天堂不能先定位的。
Heaven, you cannot book a place there.
啊，所以你要。一定要努力进去
So you must try hard in order to enter
好我们接着讲下去怎样我们把希利尼人的人生哲学分成三派
So the Hellenistic philosophy has been divided into 3 schools
第一派是什么
The first
Epicurean
Epicurean
以比古罗派
Epicureans
温习一下啊、哦、第二派是什么
The second
第一派共产党第二派国民党是吗你们听得都忘记了这一次第一派是什么
The first school
Epicurean school
Epicureanism
以比古罗派
Epicurean school
第二派是什么
The second
Stoicism
The Stoicism
第三派是什么
And the third
Skepticism
Skepticism
是以比古罗派斯多亚派还有怀疑派
The Epicureans The Stoics And the Skeptical
这三派的人呢
The three schools
就代表历史历代三种不同的人生哲学
They represent the 3 different kinds of life philosophy down the ages
无论哪个社会
No matter which society you're in
无论哪种文化
No matter which culture
无论哪个朝代
No matter which dynasty
无论哪个国家
No matter which nation
都有这三种人的代表
They are different representatives of these 3 schools
那么以比古罗指哪一种人呢
The Epicureans
就是认为人活在世界上就是为了寻找快乐的那一派
The view that to live in the world is to seek for enjoyment
第二种人
And the second
就认为人活在世界上就是寻求良善
That's for man to live in the world is to seek for goodness
第三种人
And the third
就是找来找去找不到真正的意义结果对这个也怀疑对那个也怀疑
And they seek and seek they can find the meaning of life so they're skeptical on this and that
那么到底这三种人找到了他们的目的才离开世界吗
These 3 schools have they found the meaning of life before they left the world
不是的
No
那些以快乐为人生的目的的时候常常死的一点也不快乐
He who seek for happiness for the purpose of life would not be happy when they die
那些真的以道德为人生责任的时候常常死的时候深深感到自己没有完全遵循道德
Those who feel the morality is the only burden of his life But before they die they find that they are not good enough
那些以怀疑做出发点不能产生信仰的人就相信他们的怀疑是可以的然后就用他的怀疑去怀疑一切
Those who start their life with skepticism They find that they could do it But then they are skeptical on everything
所以这三种人死的时候都没有真正达到他们人生的目的。
So all the people of these 3 schools, when they die, they're gonna find the fulfillment of life.
今天你看别人生活的比你好。
Today you see the people are good, better than you.
你看你许多的富翁比你更有钱。
You see a rich man are richer than you.
你会从内心的深处说，如果我像他那样有钱，多么好呀
！Deep in your heart, you say, if I'm as rich as they are, it would be so good.
我告诉你，他也正在讲同样的话。如果像你那么穷就好了。
But I tell you, he said the same thing. If as poor as you are, then I'm happy.
穷人有穷人的困难
，the poor has their own difficulties.
有钱人有有钱人的困难
，the rich has their own problems.
那活在路边。 躺在桥下的人，他一点不怕贼来打扰他。
Those who sleep by the street are not afraid that thief will come to them.
所以他们平平安安躺在那边，一点都没有挂虑。
So it is with peace and without worry they lie on the street.
但是许多有钱的人都是强盗的对象。
But you know the rich men are the objects of robbers.
税务机的对象。
And also the income tax will stick up for them.
生意场上比他更有雄心的人争斗的对象。
And also in the field of business they are the enemies.The people.
有谁真正找到人生的快乐
？Who can truly find the happiness of life？
我最近遇到一个朋友
，I met a friend today。
他五年前赚了$6 million。
But 5 years ago, he has made about
$600 million。现在呢，所有的债还不清楚，还欠人家$22,000,000。
But today, even though he cannot pay all the debt, he still is in debt.
他曾经是很富有的人。
There was one who was very rich.
他甚至说：“汤姆斯，你搬到我这里来，我一年给你不到$100,000，你好好在这边做 ，office 给你免费，什么都给你。”我说不。
He even said, Dr. Stephenson, why don't they come to my place? I'll give an office and give $100 million.
$1 million.
To support your work.
我说不。
I said no.
除非神清楚感动，我不会随便动我脚步一步的。
Unless God touch me very clearly, I will not move even a single step.
我不依靠有钱人。
I will not depend on rich man.
现在这些很有钱的人不可靠，突然间倒下去，变得比我更穷，因为我没有欠债。
And this rich man now collapses even poorer than me because I don't have debt.
你可以想象一个人欠$220 million.
So you can just imagine a person in debt of $220 million.
到死都没办法还了。
Even if he die, cannot pay all the debt.
他说我现在怕得不得了。
He said I'm so frightened today.
有人到我的房间来。
Some people come to my room.
有的人到我的 office.
Some come to my office.
他说我要杀死你。
I want to kill you. Say.
有的人说我要害死你的孩子。
Some say I want to kill your children.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他说呢。我欠的债不能付他，他们要害死我。
Because they say that I'm in debt to them, cannot pay that debt, and that's why they kill me.
他说汤姆斯是不是我犯罪，上帝刑罚我
？He said, Reverend Tong, is it because I sinned that God punished me?
我说虽然你是基督徒，你犯了贪财的罪。
I said, even though you're a Christian, but then you're greedy in the wealth.
现在你就在网罗里面受苦了。
But now you're being trapped.
你可能一生永远爬不起来。
Maybe for a whole life you're gonna stand again.
可能你在危险的中间。
Maybe I'm in the danger.
圣经说贪财是万恶之根。
The Bible says that the greed of wealth is the root of all evil.
你羡慕人的生活吗
？And do you admire people's life?
因为那些人有钱就很快乐吗
？You thought that those rich men are happy?
我常常心里面很可怜有钱的人。
Many times I'm so pitiful to those are rich.
因为许多有钱的人除了钱多一点，他什么都不懂。
Because the rich men, other than they have more wealth, they have nothing.
除了钱多一点他许多的事情很空虚很贫穷
Other than a rich they are so empty in everything
所以第一种人以为快乐就是人生的目的你要快快醒悟过来
So the first kind of people thought happiness is everything in life you must realize that's not so
第二种人他以为道德就是人生的目的
The second thought that morality is the purpose of life
结果他越行善他就越骄傲
The more good they do the more proud they are
越骄傲就等于不善
And the more proud they are, which means they are not good.
所以那些比别人更好的人，常常变成比别人更坏。
And those who are better than others actually is worse than others.
因为他常常想，他这么好，这么好，别人都不好，所以他感到自己最好，其实也不大。
Because every time they feel that I'm good, actually they are not good enough.
所以那些以为自己道德比别人高的人
，So he who feels that he's better than others in morality,
轻看别的人
，and to despise others.
他就认为自己应当傲慢起来。
They thought that they should be proud and boast.
这个傲慢在神的眼中来看，就是道德的仇敌。
And this pride is an enemy of morality.
自义的人就是神的仇敌。
Those who are self-righteous is the enemy of God.
自以为自己比别人好的人，在神面前。他就是一个没有办法领受神恩典的。
Those who feel that they're better than others is the one that cannot receive grace from God.
所以有许多人凭良心做事。
A lot of people do according to their conscience.
他就感觉到他不需要上帝。
They thought they don't need God.
他也不需要靠别人。
And don't need to depend on others.
他就比别人更好了。
They're better than others.
因为他的道德已经变成他的靠山了。
Because their morality is their mountain reliance.
我们怎么可能道德完美呢
？How can we be perfect in our morality?
我们许多时候只以为这些才是我。 道德里面当尽的责任，当然还有许多我们没有看到的事情。
Many are things they feel this man morality duties, but actually are the things that they do not see.
我们认为不对的，我们不去做。
What you think is wrong, we don't do.
许多我们认为对的，不一定是完全对的。
And even things we deem as right may not be perfectly right.
三千年以前，大卫怎么祷告呢？
3,000 years ago, how did King David pray?
上帝啊，求你赦免我那些隐藏的罪。
God forgive my sin which is hidden.
我因而未现之罪。
Hidden and unrevealed sin.
就是我自己不知道的罪。
Even I myself don't know about sin.
一个人在骄傲的时候，他没有感觉我很骄傲。
A one who is proud will not feel that he's proud.
所以骄傲的人不会发现他骄傲。
So the one who is proud will not discover that he's proud.
因为如果他发现他骄傲，他就不好意思骄傲下去了。
Because when he know that he's proud, he wanna continue to be proud.
既然好意思一直骄傲下去，就证明他没有发现他骄傲。
So since he's good enough to be proud continually, which means he doesn't know that he's proud.
当一个人以为自己有一些道德就傲慢起来的时候，他正是违背道德律的。
When a man is something good with morality, he thought that he's good and proud, which means he's go against the law of morality.
圣经的上帝从天上看下来，有没有一人？连一个有没有
？The Bible says that God looked down from the heaven and see is there any righteous man? Not even a single one. He says,
世界有真正有道德良善的人吗
？Is there anyone who truly good and good morality?
孔子是无而若观。
Confucius, when he was 15, he was a good optimist.
立志求学。
He decided to pursue for knowledge.
三十而立。
And on the 30, he's a bit established.
四十而不惑。
And on the 40, he was not confused.
五十而知天命。
On the 50, he saw the heavenly mandate.
六十而耳顺。
And on the 60, he can hear anything without
him. 他自己说，吾欲七十而可随心所欲不逾矩。
And he said, I'm a 60, 70, I can do anything I want without trespassing the law.
他意思呢，我七十岁了。我人生已经很成熟了，我就没有犯法了。我的心要行善，我就可以自然了。
Meaning at the age of 70, he will do according to it, very naturally to do good.
60, 70岁的时候，我已经不犯规矩了。
On the 70, he said that I will not trespass the law.
这什么意思呢
？What is the meaning?
表示他69岁半还会犯规。
Within 69 and a half, he still continues to commit sins.
所以他到70岁才做人做得差不多像样。
So at the age of 70, he was more like a man.
70岁懂得怎么做人了。修好了72岁就死掉了。
And at 70, he know how to be a man, but at the age of 72, he died.
还不错了，算来得及不犯规了。
Why he was good enough? Because for 2 years, he didn't sin.
我从此不犯罪。
I've never trespassed.
我从此道德修养成功了。
Then I have worked hard in my morality.
很好。
I'm good.
你从今天开始
，from today onward，
到你死
，until the day you die，
没有犯罪。
When if you do not trespass,
好不好
？Is that good？
你不回答了。从今天开始
，from today onward，
到死
，at the time when you die，
没有再犯罪
，you will not sin again，
好不好
？Is that good？
这个还不好啊，那怎么样才好啊
？If this is not good， what do we call？
我再问你是啊
，as
你不回答，你可能就是哑巴或者没有良心的人。
I think you're not what you are。
从今天开始
，from today onward，
不再犯罪
，if we not sin，
一直到死不再犯罪
，and you die， you wouldn't sin，
好不好
？Is that good？
好，可能吗
？Is it possible？
你怎么知道
？How do you know？
不打自招。
Why you say yourself？
常常利诱，常常被诱。
Many times you make a decision, then you go against your decision。
怪不得我问你，可能吗？不可能。
And that's why I ask you, is it possible？
因为你知道你常常做不到的。
Because you know they cannot achieve it。
如果说
，if I would say，
可能的话
，if it is possible，
从今天开始
，from today onward，
不再犯罪
，you wouldn't sin again，
一直到死
，until you die，
可能
，is it possible？
好不好啊
？Would that be good？
当然好。
Of course, good。
但是解决问题了没有
？But have you solved your problem？
没有
，No，
是从今天开始。
Because it starts from today。
那么昨天的呢
？What about yesterday？
前天的呢
？The day before yesterday。
去年的呢
？And last year。
你以为就这样解决啊
？Do you think you can solve it yourself？
将功补过嘛
？Well， I will make my marriage to my family。
谁给你的定义功可补过的
？Who gave you the law that your marriage can cover your shortcoming？
那还是自义，还是夜郎自大？还是自己做规则，自己麻醉自己。
That is still the concept of self-righteousness. You set your own laws and you fulfill your own laws.
所以道德成了人生真正的责任就够了吗
？So is it enough that morality becomes the true purpose in life?
神说不够的。
Because you know,
第三样
，third
怀疑的
skeptical。
为什么他怀疑呢
？Why is he skeptical?
他呢怕弄错了。
He's afraid he may be wrong.
所以这个 可能做错。
Well, this might be wrong. That might be wrong.
这种理论我信了，信错怎么办呢？
This theory, if I were to believe, if you agree, wrong, what do you do?
理论我接受错了怎么办？
And even a theory, if I actually accept it wrongly, what do you do?
接受错，结果什么都不接受。
Rather than accept wrongly, I wouldn't accept anything at all.
问他说为什么你不接受呢？
Why say you not accept it?
Yes, 我不是没有思想的人。
Yeah, I'm not the one without thinking.
我想通了又发现这个理论里面有毛病。
I've thought through very thoroughly and know that there's a shortcoming in this theory.
所以你对我怎么讲，我总是怀疑他。
So I'm skeptical of all things you say to me.
另外一种理论再来的时候，
another doctrine comes.
我再从头想来讲，还是有毛病。
Think through again, there's a shortcoming.
所以我又不能接受。
So I can accept.
所以这个怀疑那个。怀疑，
所以 skeptical on this and that，
从来没有接受什么。
So he won't accept anything at all。
这种人很聪明的。
This kind of people are very intelligent。
那个马上接受，从常常是很笨的。
And those who accept very quickly are those fools。
包括很多基督徒。
Including Christians，
从来不怀疑。
They never are skeptical。
对他什么讲了他就信。
Whatever people say they believe，
讲什么他再信。
They believe everything。
再讲什么他再信。
They believe everything。
这种人头脑很简单。
It's very simple minded。
人人都可信。
They believe in everything。
所以如果人家说我爱你，他马上跟他结婚。
If people say I love you, you get married to him。
第二天别的人说我更爱你，他又想换一个人。
And the second day the one say I love you even more, then you change another one。
我从来不佩服随随便便信耶稣的人。
I do not actually admire those who believe in Jesus simply.
我从来不佩服随随便便接受基督教的人。
I wouldn't admire those people who accept Christianity so easily.
但我也照样不能佩服那些随随便便反对基督教的人。
And of course, I will not admire those people who simply object oppose Christianity for its sake.
如果你信圣经。
If you were to believe in the Bible,
是因为你糊里糊涂随便信的。
It is because you believe in a simple-mindedly problem.
那我告诉你的信仰就没有价值。
Then your faith has no value.
如果你反对新圣经，
If you were to oppose the Bible,
也是你跟着人家糊里糊涂反对的话。
And also oppose in a very casual way.
那我告诉你的反对也没有价值。
And even your opposition has no value.
为什么呢？
Why?
你们都是跟人跑的人。
Because you follow people.
但那些怀疑派的人呢？
Those who are skeptical.
他有主见。
He has his own mind.
他有立场。
He has his own
他有理性。
He has the rationality.
他有思想。
He has the thinking.
一个东西来的时候，
a thing comes,
他就怀疑。
He is skeptical.
这个怀疑。
Skeptical.
那个怀疑。
That,
到死的时候，
and when he dies,
什么都怀疑。
He is skeptical everything.
就是从来没有怀疑自己的怀疑。
But he is never skeptical of his own skepticism.
这种人怎么办呢？
What are you going to do with some people?
苦苦的。
Well, very bitterly.
毫无把握的离开这个世界。
Without certainty, they leave the world.
什么都没有接受就去了。
They have not accepted anything, and they left the world.
我这里用很简单比喻给你讲。
I use a very simple illustration to illustrate to you.
有一种人从来没有做错事情。
There's a kind of people that they have never done anything wrong at all.
你说厉害吗？
Do you think it's good enough?
好不好啊？
He's good enough.
从来没有做错事情。
In his whole life, he has not done anything wrong at all.
有没有这样的人？
Is that this kind of people?
没有哈，因为你不会，你就说全世界没有了。
Well, because you don't know, that's why you say no.
你这个叫做将心比心哈。
Well, using your heart to compare people's heart.
有一些人
that's kind of people,
从来没有做错事情。
They've not done anything wrong at all in their life.
有没有这样人呢？
Is that this kind of
没有哈。如果有好不好啊？
Is it good if there's such kind of people?
好不好？好，哪一种人呢？
Which kind of people?
我说不好，为什
么？ I say no good.
有一些人从来没有做错事。
In their own life, they have never done anything wrong at all.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为从来没有做事。
Because they never done anything at all.
你明白了。从来没有做事，怎么会做错事？
You have never done anything at all. Of course, you have not done anything wrong in the life.
这个也不信，那个也不信，就不会信错，结果什么都不信。
So you are skeptical on this, and then you do not accept anything. That's why you do not believe in anything at all.
这三种人呢？
These three kind of people.
在香港有，在上海有，在纽约有，在吉隆坡也有。
You have it in Shanghai, in Hong Kong, also you have it in Kuala Lumpur.
以快乐
，using happiness.
以人生目的的
，as your purpose of life.
以古罗派
，Epicureans.
以道德。
You say morality,
以人生目的的
，as the purpose of life，
斯多亚派
，the story，
以不信
，using skepticism，
怀疑
，and to
skeptical， 为他的立场的，这个叫做怀疑论的派
，and become the skeptical。
那么这三种人代表什么呢
？These three schools what do they represent？
代表以感官为中心的人生
，the life we use our senses as our center。
我感觉到快乐
，I feel good，
意义就在这里
，and there comes the meaning。
第二种
，the second，
是以良心。为重点的一种人生
，using their conscience at the center of life，
哈，注重良心的反应
，they emphasize on the feeling，
注重人生的责任
，and also this responsibility of
life。第三种
，the third，
是以理性为中心的
，using their rationality at the center of life，
是感性型的人
And the one who are more emotional,
的性行的人,
those are more moral,
从理性的人,
those are more rationalistic,
怪不得到处都有的,
well, they have this kind of people everywhere.
有的人因为他的头脑比别人聪明,
some because they're more intelligent compared to others,
所以他思想过敏, 许多的事情想得太过敏感, 所以他就承担了很多的痛苦。
So they're oversensitive in their thinking, and that's why they have to take care of every problem.
很聪明的人，许多时候是很悲观的人。
Those who are too intelligent are many times very pessimistic.
什么都想的人是什么都不敢做的。
He who think about everything wouldn't dare to do anything.
理性型的人是很苦的。
The one who rationality is so bitter in his life.
感性型的人是很浅的。
The one who is so emotional also very shallow in his life.
的性型的人是很多自己责备自己。
The one who emphasizes morality many times have self-rebuke.
这三种人到处都有了。
They have this kind of people everywhere.
每个时代都有的。
Every age there.
这样就产生了需要心理辅导的。
So they produce something, someone they need a psychological counseling.
就是那些常常感到惧怕、怀疑、痛苦、没有保障、感受不到快乐的人，是需要辅导的人。
Those who feel that they are fearful, they don't have happiness, they're frightened, they're uncertain, they need counseling.
这是心理辅导的对象。
And that is the object of psychological counseling.
第二种就是
the second
道德修养的对象。
And the one is the object of moral seeking.
我们怎么样修身养性？
How are we going to train ourselves morally?
我们培养我们的浩然之气。
To cultivate our good spirit.
使我们怎么样产生良心的效应。
That we have this effects of our conscience.
怎么样好好做人。
How to be a good man.
所以许多的修道院。
So many monasteries.
许多的寺院。
Many of these monks.
就有许多的出家人要在那里静默打坐修身养性。
They have these monks going to those places to train themselves morally.
这是人出路的第二条。
And that's the second way. For mankind.
第三种就是专门研究、专门思想、专门比较、专门辩论的人。
And the one who study and argue and debate.
这些人就是学术性的对象。
The one who is the object of scholarism.
他们的研究。
They study.
他们的剖析。
And also analyze.
他们要比较。
They want to compare.
他们要从各方面好好好去综合去演绎。
They want to synthesize and also deduct.
因为他们要用逻辑去明白一切。
Because they want to use logic to understand everything.
那么如果人类分这三种的话,
if mankind is divided into these three categories,
那么这样就够了吗?
Is that enough?
人生就有盼望了吗?
Is that hope now for life?
保罗就在这里讲出一句重要的话,
Paul in this place mentions something really important.
我欠人的债。
I am indebted to people.
所以我欠这人的债, 我情愿尽我的力量, 传福音给你们在罗马的人。
And I rather preach to you eagerly for those who are in Rome.
在第一堂、第二堂的讲解里面,
in the first and second sessions,
我已经告诉你们, 罗马是当时世界最大的城市。
I already told you Rome is the biggest city at the time.
在第一世纪的时候, 超过百万的城市, 世界上没有几个。
In the first century, the city that exceeded 1 million of population, there are not many.
条条大路通罗马。
Every way will lead to Rome.
罗马的建筑是举世无双。
The buildings of Rome is so great.
罗马的王宫是最辉煌的。
The palaces of Rome is
so unsurpassed. 罗马的军事的势力是最强大的。
And the military power of Rome is so powerful.
罗马的文化是各族一个大的熔炉。
And the culture of this Rome is the merger of
罗马的商业从地中海发挥到各州去。
And the business of Rome spread to all places in the Mediterranean Sea.
罗马的法律是历史上最严谨的。
And the law of Rome is the most strict in all nations.
罗马的学术那个时候是非常辉煌的。
And the scholasticism of this Rome is so glorious.
所以罗马结合了古代世界所有的学问。
So this Rome has integrated all the knowledge in the past.
也集合了世界各地各族的人民都住在这个大城。
All the nations come to this place to live.
所以这是一个多元的社会。
This is a multi-diversified society.
就是多种民族汇合的地方。
And a place where many races converge.
所以保罗说我情愿尽我力量。 把福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
And that's why Paul said that I'm so eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome.
这一句话什么意思呢?
What is the meaning?
表示保罗已经预备好了。
Meaning that Paul is prepared.
无论哪一种人,
whether which kind of people,
他都可以用福音去帮助他们。
That I can use the gospel to help them.
你看见保罗这个心胸多么的广大。
You see that Paul's heart is so big.
你看见保罗在福音的事上, 他认识了福音的能力是何等的雄厚。
Upon the gospel, he knows so deeply the power of the gospel.
什么意思呢?
What is it?
没有一种人不需要福音。
There is no single kind of people that do not need gospel.
什么意思呢?
What is the meaning?
福音可以应付每一种人的需要。
That the gospel can deal with every kind of people.
什么意思呢?
What is the meaning?
我保罗已经预备好了供应你。
That I, Paul, am prepared to supply your needs.
这就是这句话的三个意思。
And that is the threefold meaning of this.
无论哪一种人,
no matter what kind of people,
都需要福音。
That you need the gospel.
第二个意思,
the second,
福音, 可以解决任何一种人类民族的需要。
The gospel can solve the problem or need of every race and nation.
第三,
that's the third.
我保罗已经预备好了，胸有成竹可以供应你们。
That I, Paul, am prepared to supply the need of every kind of people.
当我想到这样的深度的时候,
when I think about this depth,
我为基督教感到很羞愧。
I'm also ashamed of Christianity.
因为今天这样的教会领袖太少了。
Because they are lacking of this kind of church.
我们看见的就是自己的小教会。
We only see our own small church.
我们看见的就是自己的同胞。
And our own race.
我们看见的自己民族的文化。
And our own national culture.
所以我们没有这个胸怀普世的伟大的心怀。
So we don't have a heart that can embrace the whole world.
我们只能应付社会里面一小群的人。
We can only supply the need of a small set of people in
the society. 比较有学问的人进到我们 我们就手忙脚乱了。
If those intellectuals would come to the church, we are so helpless.
那些有学问的人进来，我们就怕讲到他们看不起了。
Those who are knowledgeable would come to our midst, we didn't know how to preach to them.
结果我们没有办法从我们的生命供应他们，变成他人家讥笑，变成自卑感的传道。
So in our life, we cannot meet their need and become an inferior feeling.
保罗不是如此。
Not with Paul.
罗马城啊，
Rome, the city of Rome.
多元的文化。
Diversified culture,
多种的这个知识,
many knowledges,
不同阶层的人,
different levels of people,
我情愿尽我的力量, 传福音给你们,
then I'm eager to preach to you also.
所以我们看见福音的普世性,
we can see the universality of the gospel.
Universality of the gospel,
具有的普世性,
什么意思呢?
What is the meaning?
耶稣基督的福音,
the gospel of Christ Jesus,
不是白种人的而已,
not belongs to the white only,
不是黑种人的而已,
or to the black only,
也是黄种人的,
红种人的,
red, 无论哪一种人,
no matter what race,
都需要福音。
You need the gospel.
因为神创造全人类。
Because God created all mankind.
神是全人类独一的上帝。
And God is the only God for all mankind.
台湾福建的人拜马祖。
And Taiwan, the Hokkien will worship 马祖。
加拿大人不拜马, 也不拜祖。
The Canadians will not worship this God.
所以那个神是那地区的神。
And that is the original God.
保罗所信的上帝不是如此。
But the God that Paul believes is not so.
我的上帝是独一的上帝。
My God is the only God.
创造天地万物的上帝。
The one who created heaven and earth.
他使万民在地上居住。
And he has given all people to live in the world.
神从一人造出了万族。
From one he has created all mankind.
一本造出了万民。
From one stock he has created all races.
From one origin he created all races.
从一本他造万族。
这句话是保罗在这个亚六巴古的时候对士多亚派同对这个以比古罗派的哲学家辩论的时候
It was in Areopagus when Paul was debating with the Stoic and the Epicurean. He said this statement.
所以大家在罗马书讲这一节的时候，口气是一样的。
So when he said this to me in Rome, he's the same tone.
无论是利尼人，
no matter the Hellenistic,
无论是华外人，
no matter the barbarians,
无论是聪明人，
no matter the wise,
无论是异作人，
or whether the fools.
罗马城啊，
the Rome city.
我要传福音给所有的人。
I want to preach to all people.
每一个人需要福音。
Everyone needs the gospel.
福音是全球性。
The gospel is universal.
福音是为全人类的。
It's for the sake of all mankind.
我保罗，
and I, Paul,
已经预备好了，
and prepared.
我可以供应 每一个人的需要。
That I can meet your need.
这样的口气大得不得了。
This kind of tone is so great.
我很佩服保罗。
I am my Paul.
当我自己在亚六巴谷的时候，
when I was at Pagus,
我在那里默想，
I was meditating.
我自己一个人在那里安静闭着眼睛。
I was there quiet closing my eyes.
我就祷告主啊，
I pray Lord,
求你给我明白2000年以前你的仆人站在这地方他的心智是怎么样。
Let me understand the heart of a servant 2000 years ago when he stood here.
求你给我也有这样的心智。 志。
Give me this heart.
做你的工作。
To be your servant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers.
我们可以在自己的地方传福音就够了。
In our own place, is it sufficient?
为什么要跑跑跑飞飞飞飞呢？
Why they must go to all places?
这种的心智感动我。
Because this heart moved my heart.
保罗这样的心智影响我。
The heart of Paul influenced me.
我到世界各地。
So I go to all places in the world.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
我情愿把福音传给你们，在罗马。
That I want to preach the gospel even to do in Rome.
那么传福音容易不容易呢？
Is it easy to preach?
不容易。
No.
你请一个人信耶稣。
You ask a person to come to Christ.
叫一个人做礼拜。
They want him to go to church.
你讲刚刚两句他就很想打你。
After two sentences, he want to box you.
如果你叫人家做生意。
If you want to prepare business with them.
不堪讨好一灾。
But that's good thing for you. 哇，
三更半夜他也欢迎你。
And at midnight he'll come to you.
如果两点打电话给他。
In 2 a.m. you call them.
某某人在不在？
So and so.
邱司令，你知道几点了吗？
Do you know what time is this?
现在是睡觉的时间，你打电话来做什么？
Sleep, what do you call me?
不要生气，有一笔生意，明天你可以赚两万美金。
Don't be angry because tomorrow there's a business you can make 20,000.
他会不会说我要睡觉？
Will he say I want to sleep?
他说喊你说什么？
Say,
你再讲一次啊
！Say one more time。
你说有一笔生意，明天你可以赚两万美金。
A business for you can make $20,000。
他会不会说？你我是不是在做梦
？Am I dreaming? Is it？
或者真是实在的事情
？Oh, it's a two thing。
他看他太太在睡觉。
You see that wife sleeping？
这个是睡觉，我是做梦呢。
Am I dreaming？
大哥，你再讲一次好不好
？One more time, you say。
明天有一笔生意，你可以赚两万美金。
Tomorrow there's a business you can make $20,000 US。
你就但愿这个不是梦。
I hope that this is a dream.
你就睁大眼睛
and you, open your eyes.
怎么讲的？
What is it?
怎么会赚两万美金？
How can you make 20,000 US?
讲完了以后是
after this, talk to you.
好，我就开车到你那边谈谈，好不好？
So, could I drive to a place and discuss with you?
你讲这种话，人都欢迎的。
People like your words.
为什么呢？
Why?
有康桃。
Well, that's business for you.
康康那边有几粒桃的。
康桃了。
但你是信耶稣哦，你要信福音哦，人家要打死你哦，为什么要信耶稣？我已经凭良心做事了，我什么都很好了。有一次在美国 Arizona 我讲道的时候，有人一直拉把一个教授拉来听
到，
那个教授是胖胖，不是越教越瘦那
种，
他坐在下面，头秃秃的。
And bald head,
因为教授是很聪明的人，
because,
常常想想的头发都掉。
Professors are very intelligent and think many things. Many things that they are bald.
坐在那边听，
我 sit there to listen.
听起初听的眉毛皱皱的。
And initially was frowning with a.
到我讲到讲到一半的眉毛松了。
But halfway through,
到我讲完的时候，他点点头了。
And then he nodded his head.
第二天再来。
The second day he comes again.
第三天再来。
And the third day he comes again.
我知道一天乌了。
And you understand, I know.
听有了啦。
You understand now.
但是后来他发一个问题。
Later on he asked a question.
他说谢谢你到这里来讲道。
I want to thank you for coming to this place.
其实我是很讨厌基督徒。
Actually, I dislike Christianity.
怎么讨厌基督徒还要来？
What do you dislike Christianity? You come and ask.
他的问题怎么写的
？What did he ask?
他说我明明好好的。
I was good enough.
基督徒就常常来吵我。
A Christian come and disturb me.
说你是罪人，岂有此理
？Saying that I'm sinners.
我说罪人怎么不在监牢
？If I'm a sinner, why am I not in the lockup?
其实我已经很满意自己了。
Actually, I'm very happy with myself.
我的生活很顺利。
My life is good.
我的薪水也不小。
And also my salary is good.
我太太也很美。
My wife is beautiful.
孩子都很听话。
My children are good.
我很满意我的生活。
I'm very happy with my life.
为什么基督徒 troublemakers？
Why this Christian come and catch me?
常常说你是罪人，以后你死了会下地狱。
And you say that when you die, you go to hell.
哎呀，所以他很讨厌基督徒。
So he dislikes Christianity.
可以不可以我不信耶稣
？Is it possible I won't believe in Jesus?
但是基督徒很啰嗦的爱心常常吵我。
But Christians are long-winded. Many times they come and disturb me.
这几天听你讲道。
And this few days when I listen to you,
感到有意思。
What does meaning?
但是为什么我一定要信耶稣
？But why is that I must believe?
很多人都有这个想法。
Many people have this kind of thinking.
够了。
It's enough.
什么都有了，还要信耶稣。
I have everything. Why should I believe in Jesus?
已经顺顺利利，加加一个啰嗦的事情。
I'm already so smooth in my life. Why should I be so long-winded?
已经平安，再加上一些良心的不平安，做什么
？I'm already so peaceful. Why should I? My conscience must be pricked.
我说你够了吗
？Are you sufficient?
我说你真的够了吗
？Truly sufficient.
很多年轻人对爸爸说够了，我初中毕业。不必读太高了。
Many young people say that, Father, I'm happy with my junior ministry's education.
因为他不知道还有更伟大的、更高深的学问 他可以去享受。
Because he doesn't know that he can still enjoy even higher knowledge.
今天很多人只享受今生。
Do a lot of people enjoy only the life of today?
不知道来世。
They do not know.